In local obituaries this morning, Mr. Lee Wise, age 74, of Campbellsville, died Saturday. He is survived by his wife, Mabel Wise, one son, Gary Lee Wise of Campbellsville, one daughter of Nicholasville, five grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, one brother, Joe Wise of Campbellsville, special friends Vera Dunn and Angie Brewer of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Lee Wise will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family requests that expressions of sympathy take the form of donations to the Kidney Foundation. Donations can be made at the funeral home. Mrs. Mildred Kabler, age 82, of Bibb Street, Campbellsville, died Friday at her residence after an illness. She is survived by four daughters and sons-in-law of Ohio, Jonesville, Kentucky, and Harrodsburg, 16 grandchildren, four step-grandchildren, one brother of Ohio. Cremation was chosen for Mildred Kabler. Memorial services will be held at a later date in Ohio. The Lion DeWitt Funeral Home is in charge of the local arrangements. Mr. Earl Cox, age 76, of Fern Drive, Campbellsville, died Saturday at his residence after an illness. He is survived by his children and their spouses, Earl and Allison Cox, Delmer Cox, Denise Hogan, all of Campbellsville, Vicki Scott and Jeff Scott of Greensburg, eight grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren, one brother of Indiana, two sisters of Indiana. Cremation was chosen for Earl Cox. There will be no visitation. The Lion DeWitt Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Voisel Marie Sanders, age 51, of Columbia, died Friday at Westlake Cumberland Hospital. Survivors include her former husband, Ricky Sanders of Nifley, two sons, Benji Schroyer and Matthew Earl Sanders, both of Columbia, three grandchildren, seven brothers, Glenn, Edward, Gordon, George W., John W., and James Brown of Columbia, Herschel Ray Brown of Nifley, three sisters, including locally by Doris McAnally of Columbia, Brenda Clarkson of Nifley. Funeral services for Voisel Marie Sanders will be Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock Central Time at the Kenny Brown Funeral Home in Liberty with burial in the Hyder Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the McKinney Brown Funeral Home. Mrs. Carol Rippey, age 59, of Louisville, formerly of Campbellsville, died Saturday in Cox's Creek. Survivors include one son and daughter-in-law and one grandson of Cox's Creek, two brothers and one sister of Louisville in Indiana. Funeral services for Carol Rippey will be Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Brookside Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. Mr. Silas Earl Fisher, age 86, of Greensburg, died Sunday. He is survived by his wife, Evelyn Fisher, one son and daughter-in-law, Bobby Eugene and Wanda Fisher of Greensburg, one daughter and son-in-law, Judy and Reverend Earl West of Campbellsville, four grandchildren, six great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Silas Earl Fisher will be Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens with full military honors by the Marion County Veterans Honor Guard. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. The family requested expressions of sympathy take the form of donations to the Hogarth's Chapel United Methodist Church Building Fund. Mr. Don Franklin, age 62, of Columbia, died Saturday at his residence after several months' illness. He is survived by his wife, Barbara Sneed Franklin, two sons, Eddie Franklin and wife Lily, and Dan Franklin and wife Melinda, all of Columbia, four brothers, including locally by Herbert Franklin of Edmonton, Harlan Franklin and Chester Franklin, both of Columbia, one sister, Rosie Bearden of Columbia, five grandsons. Funeral services for Don Franklin will be Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock Central Time at the Don Franklin Ford dealership on Greensburg Road in Columbia, with burial in the Franklin Cemetery. All visitation will be at the Don Franklin Ford dealership beginning at 6 o'clock this evening after 6 a.m. Tuesday. The Stotts Phelps McQuarrie Funeral Home in Columbia is in charge of the arrangements. Mr. Derek Thomas Rogers, age 39, of Alabama, died Friday in Alabama. He is survived by his wife, Jill Rogers, two children of Alabama, and his father of Florida. Funeral services for Derek Thomas Rogers will be Wednesday afternoon in South Carolina. Visitation will be after 6 o'clock Tuesday evening at the Southern Heritage Funeral Home in Pelham, Alabama. For more information locally, contact the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.